Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. No show on Friday, so we're going to do a special Thanksgiving edition of Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Okay.
I guess we are, 106.7 The Fan is on the air on Friday, but CK gives us both Thursday and Friday off, so shout out to CK. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with a dress collar polo today. Phone lines are open, 800-63-THING, so we're going to stick to the plan here. Jupe is on line 3. Jupe, kick us off, bud.
What's going on, JP, B. Mitch, and happy early Thanksgiving to you guys and your families.
Same to you, Jupe. What's happening, brother?
I appreciate it. All right, B. Mitch, I had a thought earlier, and I was discussing with the chat group, and I want your opinion on it. And it may come off wrong, rub people the wrong way, but hear me out. I'm actually glad the season is going the way it's going, because it's helping to readjust the mindset of the front office. Like, we really need to stick to the rebuild. And I'm not wishing injuries on anybody, but what I'm saying is, like, we got a lot of work and holes on this team. A lot of callers call in. They're only worrying about the starters, where I'm worrying about the whole entire team. I'm talking about starters, second string, on down to the practice squad. And, you know, for teams like, I want us to be like the teams like the 49ers and the Detroit Lions, but that's going to take time and a lot of work to rebuild this team, whereas, you know, we just in this mindset of trying to go on in this year where there's a lot of work to be done. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think what they did, they saw something. They tried to go for it. It didn't work. So now they have to get back to what they were doing. What their plan was, you can't continue what you did this year, because it blew up in your face. And now I think the mindset has to be build and get some younger players and get some players moving forward. You may still keep some of these older players around. As I talked with London Fletcher last night, he was talking about how guys, the older guys, you don't have a ton of them, but you have guys that can get guys to a point quicker than the coaches do sometimes. You want to have some of those guys in your locker room. So I think definitely they need to get right back to where they were before what last year happened.
Appreciate you, Jupe. Let's keep the calls going here. Kurt is in Ashburn. What's up, Kurt?
Good afternoon, gents. I'm glad you're doing this other than a Friday. I can't listen to you on Friday. I have a guitar class at the Leesburg Senior Center. And by the way, if I might meet you, if there's anybody who sings or plays an acoustic instrument, we meet the Senior Center every Friday in Leesburg. Okay, I once pulled a hamstring, and it took forever to heal. And you think it's gone because you don't feel a thing, and the first time you go out, it's back again. But after that, when I played basketball, hockey, I first lathered the back of my leg with a liniment up hamstring. Was I kidding myself? Was that helping me at all? And if not, what did you do to prevent hamstring pulls?
Well, I did weights with them, and then I began to run a little bit more, and I made sure before I went out and did something, I warmed it up. Too many times we all get ready to go play. We start sweating a little bit. We immediately think that we're ready to go. You got to make sure you do the right amount of things to get your legs ready to go for you. I stretched all the time, and I made sure I strengthened but like the hamstrings and the quads, and I warmed up a proper amount of time. You know, if you're going to go play a whole basketball game, just stretching, touch two toes and go and run, that's not enough.
B-Mitch had me doing squats earlier this week, and my hamstrings are about as tight as Jeff's wallet right now. So I'm hurting. I need a stretch, and I haven't. We have a question from Jim in Navy Yard.
B-Mitch, I have a question. How do you feel about people wearing pajamas out in public?
I think they should stay their ass in the house. Who did?
I'm just, you know, there was a story recently about, you know, how people are traveling and everybody looks like they all just dress in pajamas now to go to the airport and stuff. And people used to class it up.
If you're not a kid and your mama and daddy carrying you around, you shouldn't be in no pajamas. I think people wearing pajamas and wearing stuff on their head, don't do that in the public. Save that for the house.
Save it for the house.
Yeah.
Take it to the house. I love when that guy calls. How do you feel about sweatsuits?
Sweatsuits are made for outside.
Sweatsuits you can wear.
Yeah, it's traveling. Yeah. That's not pajamas. You look at pajamas, you know the difference between sweatsuits
and
pajamas.
Ben Stromer's always wearing pajamas.
Ben had on his pajamas yesterday, and I almost said the exact thing Landfill just asked. I almost say, leave your damn pajamas at home, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
You're going to work. You're wearing no damn pajamas to work for sure.
What we call him? Little Benny Top? Unfunny Ben? Whatever.
With those type of nicknames, see why he wear pajamas.
Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. Josh, ask me something.
Hey, fellas. I got a question, but first, just to let you know, we're running the dad games back, man. December 21st at the St. James. Check your DMs. We want you guys to come back out. We got a...
Oh, hell yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Definitely, man. We'll be good.
Yeah. Check. I'm going to hit you guys up. But, hey, my question is, B-Mitch, you have always been, and you were always an excellent player, but were you ever on a unit that sucked? And in that unit, was there a self-awareness that they suck? Like, for example, I'm sure all of our DBs are integral people. They love their moms and their kids. But right now, we suck. And like, what is that conversation like in the locker room? Are people like, hey, we know we suck, and, you know, it's just not getting better? Like, what is it like to be in a unit that sucks?
Well, I've never been on one that sucked. So, but the whole thing about it, you've been around different units on your team that you know wasn't very good. So what you do, you try to go over and you, like, drop little hints in a way of making it seem like you're talking about giving them positive reinforcement. You're trying to say, man, you know what, if you try this out, this may work. You know, the constructive criticism, not just walking up to them saying, man, y'all suck. You walk up to them and you say, hey, man, look, when we were going through this issue, we all began to meet a little bit more. We began to try this type of thing, you know.
Yep.
And y'all should get at a try. Try it out, you know. And that, in a way, I'm trying to tell you how to get better without telling you, I think that you're causing us some wins.
Yep. Makes sense. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you, Josh. I got one online from Curtis. He says, B, what's your favorite Thanksgiving pie or dessert?
Pie.
You're a pecan
dessert
pie guy, right?
I like pecans, and then I also like sweet potato pie.
Mm. You know who makes a killer sweet potato pie?
Look.
Gary Carter. Remember when you used to work with Gary?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was so
good.
And
Gary, since I get a couple of them shows for you, need to send me one. Sweet potato crunch is another thing I love. It's like a sweet potato souffle with like a crust of pecans and brown sugar and all that stuff on top. Unbelievable.
I like sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top. They kind of burn them and roast them. It gets a little crunchy. That's good, too.
I like that. I believe
my sister-in-law, Caitlin, is making that.
She's making that? Well, not now because you talked about her kids not sleeping.
Nah, her kids don't nap anymore. Okay, talking about the younger ones. let's go to Gerald in Accokeek. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. B-Bitch.
How you doing, man?
What's up? Right. Hey, B-Bitch, I want to ask you something, man. How could you retire with 4,999 return punt yards? Come on, man.
You think I knew that when I retired, man?
Come on, man. You got to come back and get that 1 yard, man. Come on.
Hey, you know what? Some things are better left undone. I know how it feels out there to get hit. I'm not trying to do that again, not at this age.
All right, man.
But you know what? I did not know that. If I had known that, ain't no damn way I'd have to go play one more game.
Yeah, B-Biz, you got to come on, man. You got to suit back up. I know you're in 50, man. You got to suit up. At least take one punt return and get that 1 yard, man.
I can't take the punt return. Just fall forward.
Just fall forward. You get it. Appreciate you, Gerald.
Let's keep. Did you ever see the movie Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac?
I've heard about it. I never saw it.
He was a baseball player who realized that he had 3,000 hits, and then he realized after he'd retired that his stats were incorrect, and he had to come back out of retirement to get three more. I feel like that could – you could be Mr. 5,000.
Yeah, well, if they give me enough money to do it, I'll do it. I'll go back and catch one punt and run as hard as I can, try to take it to the house.
What's enough
about,
money?
100 G's, one kickoff, one punt. No, one punt return, 100 G's.
I'm quite sure we can set that up, JP.
Jeff, if you can set that up, you get 10%.
Say no more. Oh, I'm about to try this for real.
You call the NFL team, they say, boy, get the hell off our phone.
Let's keep it in Akakeek. Vic is in Akakeek.
What's up, Vic? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? You know what's crazy? I haven't lived in Akakeek in over 5 years.
It says Vic and Akakeek on the sheet, dog. Don't blame me. Blame Jeff.
You will forever be Vic and Akakeek.
I'll always be Vic and Akakeek, right? So,
oh yeah.
And my brother Vince, he don't live in Akakeek no more either, but that's what we know as, right? So my question, B. Mitch, is having been on teams that have not been as good before when you're before you left and went to the Eagles and to the Giants, I think I was in elementary school at that time. When you when you know winning because you've been on winning teams, but when you have a coach that is not doing the things that lead to winning, equate to winning, at practice, philosophy, culture, particularly with holding accountability, how do you address that? How do you communicate that amongst the leaders? And how do you even sometimes have to address that with your coach, or is it just something you just have to play through as a professional?
Well, I think if you're a leader on a football team, it's your job to try to make things change up, and then it's your job also you go have a conversation with your coach. I've had many conversations with coaches about what I thought. Didn't try to do it in front of people, because one thing I think people have to learn, you're not going to try to grandstand against a coach and win that. So if you go into a coach's office, close the door, and be respectful about it, they'll listen to things you're saying. But I also know that if players – start working on each other and hold each other accountable, things can change. I worked with John Thompson, and John always said, I'd rather my players be all together and against me than to just listen to everything I say if what I'm saying is not getting to them and making them do the right thing. So I think the leaders have a better job of more to do on those teams like that. When things aren't going well, the leaders now, you're not a leader just to be out there in the beginning of the game. You're a leader because you got to bring stuff to the coach and bring stuff to the players that they may not want to hear.
You are – good answer there, B. You are listening to Ask B. Mitch Anything, sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Let's go to my man Doug in Alexandria. Doug, what's your question for B?
Hey, what's going on, man? I got a two-part question. One, can I bring you some gumbo? And then two, what is your favorite region to drink wine from?
Can I answer? You can bring us some gumbo.
Yep.
Sure.
You can bring us some gumbo. What kind you bring it?
Oh, well, you know, the kind that I make. Hopefully it's great. I got my better half. She's got some Creole in her family, and she'll never admit it, but she says it's better than her dad. So, I got that going for me.
Yo, connect with Jeff.
We'll
You're
do
in.
That. Yes. And then I like Rhone Valley wines, and I also like wines from Oregon.
Nice. Northern or Southern?
Northern.
Northern, so like Cornoff, Hermitage.
So in other words, you're going to bring wine with the gumbo, right?
I mean, I can. You know, I am a Somme, so I have that ability.
All right. Hey, we with that.
I like whites from southern France, from the Sancerre region. And I like
my first wine was
California
a Chateauneuf de Pops.
Sancerre is not in southern France.
Well, I like Sancerre. Where is it in France? I don't know. Mountains? Wherever it is.
Hey, my first wine ever was Chateauneuf du Pape. And I want to go back to that. It was a good name, and I drank it when I was young. I know nothing about wine, and I was like, damn, this is kind of good, but it tastes a little weird. You know, because like when you're young, you want it to be a little fruitier. And then I came back later, I tried it again. So that, I love those. Those are good.
All right, Jeff, get my man Doug's info. Gumbo and wine are always welcome. Landfill prefers Colombian whites. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's your question for B?
What's going on, boys? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Curious to know if Brian, you and the Super Bowl crew or the old guys are going to go to RFK one last time, you know, as a final send off, or if the team is planning anything for it, you know, as they start building towards the future for that.
No, I don't think they're planning anything, and I don't think anyone has talked about it. I've been over there a few times already where JP and I went over for some stuff. I went over there like two other times. So I have said my goodbyes, to be honest with you.
Well, dude,
it's bare bones now.
Yeah, it's there ain't much left.
Because they've been tearing it down for a while now, you know. So I've had a chance to go. I got a few pieces in my garage, so, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, dude, apparently I'm seeing this tweet from Annie Carney, who is a New York Times author, who tweeted out a photo yesterday. RFK's gone.
I saw some lady was walking a couple days ago and she said, wow, I'm going to miss this. And it was just like the steel beams, and you can see all the way through them.
Yep.
That time we went over there, it was just everything was still around, all the concrete, and all now it's gone.
Do you still have a favorite memory from being there, B?
Favorite memory from RFK, I would be honest with you, was the punt return against the Detroit Lions in 1991.
Nice.
Thanks for the call, dude.
It kind of was like my welcoming, hey, I'm ready for this job now. Let's go.
You want me to sneak one more here, Landy, or do you want me to keep it moving and we'll try to catch up on the other side? Landfill wants a break. Landfill will get a break. That was a great run at Ask B. Mitch Anything. If we're able to sneak more calls in later, we will. But we're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn next. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group bill, add your pick, then pass it on to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. Now, I think you take all the games on Thanksgiving Day, take the favorites, okay? I think all the favorites are going to win. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You dropped a bomb on me,
baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Look at that. Monumental got some local college hoops on Saturday.
You dropped a bomb on me.
James Madison versus George Mason.
Yeah, check that out.
If you're a JMU or a Mason alum, I bet that game kind of matters. That's a lot of people that know each other,
oh,
man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think those might be the two biggest colleges in the state of Virginia. I know Mason's the biggest. Maybe Virginia Tech's bigger than JMU?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's a lot of people at Mason, bro.
Mason's like 70,000 people or something.
It's humongous.
We're waiting to hear from Dan Quinn. While we do that, I'm going to try to figure out the biggest colleges in the state of Virginia. So this this is according to Google AI, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to something that seems a little more real. Damn. You know what the biggest college in Virginia is?
What?
Liberty.
Liberty?
They must have a big online presence or something.
How many people does it have?
100,000?
Damn.
According to...
I've been to Liberty. It ain't that big.
College Simply says...
It has to be because of that, because I've been on Liberty's campus, and that's not that big.
So I'm questioning the Liberty thing.
Yeah.
Then NOVA, Northern Virginia Community College, has 53,000 students. That, I believe, because you got people of all ages.
Yeah, yeah, like, all ages.
But that's
some
a
at
little
home,
different.
Yeah, yeah, some at night, some all over. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
All right, so... We're throwing the Liberty thing out of the window. That sounds like nonsense. Mason has 39,000. Then Tech has 38,000. And let's be real. Mason, you got a ton of commuters, just people that live around and go to college. Blacksburg doesn't have a ton of commuters. That's not a very big region down there. If you're a student at Tech, you live at Tech.
Yeah.
That would be my take, my guess.
Yeah.
This is a good one. What do you think's bigger, VCU or UVA?
Since you asked the question, VCU.
28,000 at VCU, 26,000 at UVA in Charlottesville.
Wow.
What do you think's bigger, Old Dominion or JMU?
JMU.
Dude, by a hair. JMU, again, according to collegesimply.com, JMU is 22,758 students. ODU, 22,541 students.
Wow.
And I would argue, similar to Blacksburg, like Harrisonburg, probably not a lot of commuters. ODU down in Norfolk, that's a big region, big area. You might have a decent amount of commuters.
Totally.
What do you think William and Mary's attendance is?
About 19.
Dude, way less. Under 10,000. 9,700 students. Those are the smart, smart kids. What's a smarter school, William & Mary or UVA?
You would think UVA.
I don't know. I think William & Mary might be sneaky, like super smart.
UVA is as well.
I know. All right, that was Virginia College Talk. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We could do Maryland. What do you think is the biggest in Maryland? It's got to be UMD, right?
Probably so.
Maybe Towson?
UMD, because they got all kind of outlets.
You know what?
That fires me up to have a full crew ready to get working. And so also welcome to NFL Films, who'll be with us for a while. So if anybody's interested in a cameo, let me know. I know a guy, so we will get rolling. So now we can get it into gear.
Just to clarify, does that mean like Terry Noah, are they full go this week?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know about – they're practicing.
Okay. All right. For you – with all these guys back and all that, obviously six games left, a lot of things that maybe you want to play for, a little bit harder to attain now. But what is the value for you guys in just having a really strong finish to build off of?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I told the team, for a year and a half, we're building something good. The only way it's going to be great is if you find these standards and find the details, John, to take it to the next space and take it to the next space. It's not something that you just turn on and off like a faucet. And so missing the mark on some, that bothers you, that pisses you off, and you want to fix it, you want to correct it. And so that's what it looks like to me, to throw excellent weeks and having a day like today to start it. You throw a good Wednesday, you throw a good Thursday and Friday, and like, of course, that carries over into the game. Then you can lean back and say, okay, yeah, I can do just what we did in practice. So that's why I'm so excited to get the reps and the full speed work with everybody and build that continuity, because that it makes a difference and it helps, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
Bear with me on this one. With the defense building off of the Miami game, what can you take from that game to build off of? And then, I guess, along with that, with Frankie Louvu, the pass rush numbers, we can look at the numbers and say they're not the same as last year, but what are you seeing from him, and what do you want to see from him going forward?
Well, I think first at linebacker, like, you want to see guys that can tackle, play square or tough, can impact the game. So that part, that's what I'm looking for first, you know, at that spot. The added value is the rushing, the blitzing. We've rushed him more as a DN as opposed to blitzing. And sometimes that's just by necessity, John. And so, you've had it all the way you want, you bring him from off the ball and do that more often. But that's where we are. And I'm very pleased with him. He's absolutely established himself as one of the leaders here, high standards of things we want to get done. I do love his versatility, and having all the extra work on the edge will pay dividends. But the guy's got real natural instincts, and I can't say that, in years to come, we'll be more off and blitzing, possibly. But until then, like, this is how we get down.
And then building off the defense, what can you take from that game to go forward?
I liked the intensity that I saw, especially down in some of the red zone stuff. I liked the communication, to limit the explosive plays. That's a big deal, John. So that's, a few of the things I want to see. And heading into this game, that's going to be an important piece for us to make sure, man, right spot, right location, and, like, really nailing your job, not – most of the time, like every time, like, that's to me the over and over and over, and that's why I'm excited about the continuity and the reps together.
And what's the ramp up for Jaden this week in terms of getting him closer to playing?
Yeah, and some of that, it's nice, David, because of the continuity. It's Noah, it's Terry, it's Debo, it's Trayvon, and getting extra turns with some of those guys. We kind of scripted even some for specific routes for specific players, so we can dig in hard on that. And so it'll be a challenging, good week to push, but it's more about the timing, the execution in the passing game from the specific side for him and game plan. There's some specific things we want to work on, but today's goal, man, let's get throwing with those guys and find that timing and that edge.
With the receiver room, obviously Terry can take the top off, and Noah's a great possession receiver, but how do their presence also help you on the tunnel screens and some of the other stuff that you do with the receivers?
Yeah, it's one of the areas that we want to do, because when you obviously Debo's another factor in that, and so when you have three in connection doing it all, that's a difference, as opposed to watch for this one player doing this one thing. And that's what I look to see, where Terry has a factor in that, Debo has a factor in that, who's got vertical shots, all three of them can now. So having the ability for Debo now to play all the multiple spots, that's going to be an advantage as well. And so Terry will be able to play both right and left as well. So that's what we intend to do. And then be part of the whole thing. I want to make sure hitting the right marks, throwing the right practices. So it's not like a wide open, throw to him, but, integrate everybody together.
Hi, Coach. You mentioned that it's exciting for you as a coach to have that continuity back with more players on the field. I'm curious what the energy has been like from the players in the locker room and in the meetings this week as they start to get back out there together.
Yeah. Players-wise, you can feel that energy too, seeing some of their teammates coming back. That's a big deal. It started on Monday, I felt, coming back. That was probably the first time we had, a bigger group together for a practice for the entire season. So that was a big step forward. And then let's carry it into the week. We like the competitions. We like what that means. And so we just wanted to, just focus in on this time, this moment. If you're really going to have a standard, it's day by day, but it's really even like moment by moment. It's the next play. It's the next series. It's that practice. And so that's what we're going to chase hard. I want these guys to find the details together. And if we do that again and again, that's when kind of the fun stuff begins. But we've got to put that work in to do that. It's very important for us to find that.
And you've described Jaden as this really high energy competitor. What have your conversations been like with him over the past few weeks as you balance getting him back on the field while also not trying to rush that process?
Yeah, the part of him, like the rehab part first, that's where you start. And so it's not going to be this way forever when you're in a sling and not doing well. And so then here's the next step. What's the next marker? And practice is the next one. And so when you hit the next steps, okay, a little more enthusiasm, a little more momentum, you're knowing where the next thing can come. And so that's an important piece. And so all of us in life, sometimes we're looking all the way down the road and let's get to the next step and to the next step. And we're not going to miss any with him. He knows, we all know the importance of him and the franchise, so we're not going to miss any steps. But this is also a developing football player that is hungry to get back, and we're hungry to help him become the player that he's going to become. And, like, that's a really cool thing.
Dan, it seemed like against the Dolphins, the rushing attack got going for you guys a little bit more than in weeks past. What's kind of the key to continuing that against a pretty tough run defense this week in the Broncos?
Yeah, it's going to be important. You heard me say the run actions, the screens, those are the things that can set you forward. And it takes work to do that. I've been pleased by some of the progress that I saw in that. And going into it, that'll be, like, you know, high value, not just this week, but moving forward. If you want to have a good balanced attack, all right, run the ball well. Because now you're able to have more balance because of play actions and other things that can go with it. So it's an important part of what we do, not for this week or last week, but just it's really important that this is how we want to get down, and knowing that we need the work, we need the, you know, the timing, all of it. So yeah, we're excited to do that.
Presumably getting Will back this week or as soon as this week. What has his absence kind of meant for this defense, and kind of the flip side is what will his return bring to the defense?
I'll start on the return side. For him, Will is a really good communicator. He's like a hungry competitor. So I've liked that part about him. He's got good football awareness, Tom, because his background, he played corner, he's played nickel, he played safety. So some guys can, you know, see this way, and Will can expand the vision to see other things, to give the alerts to other players. So he did a good job even during the rehab process. He was involved. He was in meetings. And so after his surgery, he was a couple weeks out in L.A., and then he came right back, I think, after our trip from L.A., and that's when we began the process, him being in the meetings together. So we like what he communicates like. We like the hitting that he brings and the competitive style that he has.
Dan, last year this team was so good playing at home. This year, you've lost three in a row at home. How important is it to kind of reestablish that identity of, you know, playing at home and having that home field advantage?
Yeah, it's super important. And we love the energy that our fans have created at home. And so as a team, we need to repay that. We need to get that part back. And we had been good at home over, you know, previously. And so started the season that way. And so we've got to get that done. That's very important for us as a team. To show that gratitude for the fan base and the energy that they poured into the team. Like, we are desperate to pay that back to them.
Another player getting back, Daron Payne.
B. Mitchell Finley, that was Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media there. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Brandon Stokely, multiple Super Bowl winner, will join the program. Ask him what Washington is still playing for as the season rolls on. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Joe Cocker. All right, B. I have to be at the Matha at 6:30. Time you think I need to leave. Currently in Ashburn, for those listening.
6:30?
5?
You got to leave by 5. Well, the traffic is low today. People were rolling yesterday.
I think we're lucky in that. I think I'm lucky that it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I thought of, though? Commanders, Broncos, 8 o'clock start Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the worst traffic day of the year up and down the East Coast.
People be coming back?
So.
Some people going to wait till Monday.
Sunday is known as, like, the day. So if you, if you're going to that Commanders game, just prepare for the Beltway.
I'm going to leave early.
I recommend it. I mean, you and I got to get there early anyway.
Yeah.
Game's on our air, so I got to be there very early. Depending how early I get there, I might try to do a lap. With the night games, I try to do a lap through the parking lots and hang out at tailgates and say what's up to people. We'll see if I accomplish that. I did want to bring something to your attention, though, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is point out the facts that there are so many better options for the Thanksgiving meal to be centered around, and because of what the pilgrims ate 300 years ago, we're all stuck with turkey. I have factual data to present that people aren't feeling turkey.
What's the data?
Turkey consumption in America has dropped 25% since its peak in 1996.
Yeah, that's because it's expensive as hell today compared to what it was.
Turkeys are now bigger than they ever were, so you get more dollar per poundage than you ever did. So you're getting more value out of bigger turkeys than you ever got before. People are still buying less of it.
That's not true.
It's a fact.
It's just they cost way more money.
Doug, that's also not true. I'm reading from
Just go in the store. You see it's true.
I'm reading from Sherwood News.
This I don't is a care real... about Sherwood News. I walk in Giant right now. I tell you the turkey is more expensive than it was last year.
Turkey season is back, and so is the price war for another inflation-squeezed Thanksgiving. Last month, Walmart rolled out its cheapest turkey deal since 2019,
mm-hmm.
offering a complete 10-person holiday meal for under $40. Aldi announced a similar $40 package, while Kroger joined in with a meal bundle priced at under $4.75 per person.
Yeah, it ain't that a Giant.
I'm just telling you.
It ain't that at Wegmans. It ain't that at damn Whole Foods.
How much is a turkey?
They're expensive as hell these days. Especially when you see, that's the frozen turkeys, too. You don't know when they froze them damn turkeys. I like fresh turkeys.
The average turkey now weighs about 32 pounds, nearly double its size.
JP, there's not a 32-pound turkey in the damn grocery store. So whoever you're reading is giving you a bunch of BS. I have never seen a 32-damn-pound turkey.
Consumption of turkey has dropped 25%, while chicken, pork, and beef have come to dominate Americans' protein choices.
You just said 32-pound turkey. That's not bad. I want somebody to call in and tell me right now that you saw a 32-pound turkey in the store somewhere.
Turkey consumption is at its 30-year low last year.
Last year they had a crazy little thing happen last year right before Thanksgiving.
The pilgrims should have served prime rib.
Well, I tell you like this, bro. I like turkey.
You like everything.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Doug, these are facts.
But they ain't no facts. They lied to you. Where the 32-pound turkey at? You can ride that damn turkey. I mean, that's not a turkey. That's an ostrich.
All right, I'm looking up turkey prices near me. You can get
fresh.
Butterball?
Yeah, I want it fresh.
You get a Butterball premium turkey from Target for $19 right
fresh?
Now.
Fresh?
What constitutes fresh? They're all dead.
No, fresh. The turkey is not frozen hard as a damn brick outside.
So you want me to Google fresh turkey prices?
Yeah, yeah. I want a damn hard-ass turkey.
Fresh whole turkey prices near us are around $2.69 to $3.29 per pound.
Yeah.
At stores like Wegmans and the Fresh
Market. At one point, you can get them things for about $1.99, $1.69 a pound.
Well, dog, I don't know where – I don't think we really have Kroger or Publix around us. But according to Google, you can get a fresh turkey for
– Your Google working down in damn North Carolina.
$1.69 at Kroger.
Mm-hmm. $1.69 in Kroger. Down somewhere down south. What is you roll that close to the city, they're on double.
Dude, Walmart has Shady Brook Farm turkeys for 39 cents a pound.
Yeah, frozen.
I guess those are frozen. If you want fresh, which the notion of something that's fresh that is dead seems kind of silly.
Fresh just means it's not frozen food.
Now, are you buying fancy-ass turkey or are you buying organic? Because that's $5.79 a pound.
I have bought those before, but I don't like to buy them.
How big is a turkey? 10 pounds?
Nah, I normally get them anywhere, for the most part, 14 to 16, but I'll get up to a 20, 22-pounder.
If you're buying
but
a
20-pound turkey.
But I've
never seen a 32-damn-pound turkey. So that thing that told you facts, lying to you.
Bob's Turkey Farm sells fresh whole turkeys for 30 to 32 pounds at $5.15 a pound. Facts.
How much? $5 and how much a pound?
Five.
So that turkey's 100 and some damn dollars.
But that's like an organic. You're going to Bob's Turkey
Farm.
Yeah,
and you know what? An organic turkey not getting up to 30-something pounds. The organic turkeys look rather skinny. They look like a damn duck.
All I'm saying is whoever Pilgrims should have made primary.
Whoever that thing you pull lied to you, a 32-pound turkey.
I'm looking at Walmart right now. You get an $18 turkey.
Yeah.
How long does it take to thaw a turkey?
Depending on how you're thawing it.
Did Jeff bring a frozen turkey to your house once?
Nah, it wasn't frozen.
It was just huge.
Well, it probably bought it frozen, but by the time it got to my house, it wasn't frozen anymore.
Nobody go anywhere. Brandon Stokely will join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.